Executives of Valley Power Limited, U.S. Ambassador Nitama Nina Wulomwai, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be part of this groundbreaking ceremony to mark the commencement of the 400 megawatt bridge power project. For the past 5 years, our experiences with power supply have been traumatic. All aspects of our lives have been affected. The economy has been damaged. Businesses have been destroyed. Individual and family lives have been put under severe stress. And our self-confidence has been dented. Yes, in true Ghanaian style, we have tried to make light of a deadly serious and depressing situation with jokes. But we all know that this is not an experience when we want to continue an extra day. I am certain all Ghanaians are agreed that never again should we allow ourselves to get into a similar situation. As your president, I know that the problem of power supply is at the top of the list of problems that must be solved. I'm here this afternoon because this project is consistent with our vision to make our country self-sufficient in electricity for industrial and domestic use, to drive the socio-economic development of our country. This bridge power project will therefore be one of several initiatives that will be introduced along the power supply value chain in order to achieve a cost-effective, efficient, and sustainable energy sector. We've come a long way from the power sector reforms that started in the 1990s to enable independent power producers like Early Power also to contribute to the installed generation capacity of the country. There are no arguments today about the participation of the private sector to meet the growing demand for electricity. What arguments and anxieties there have been have centered around the nature of the agreements that have been made with private producers. It might well be that many of such agreements have been negotiated during emergency periods and times of power shortages. Dare I say, however, that thus far, it looks like the government of Ghana has not fared very well in these negotiations with independent power producers. The government I lead is a natural cheerleader for the private sector, but does so within the framework of protecting the public purse. I see no contradiction in that. I believe that it is possible for the power producers to make a reasonable profit with a fair agreement that does not sink the fortunes of the country. That is wholly acceptable. Let me state it again clearly here. We shall do all we can to provide the enabling environment for the private sector to flourish in Ghana, but we shall also protect the public interest every inch of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I notice that the Early Power Group is made up of three industry leaders joining forces to invest nearly $1 billion in this project. This project will use state-of-the-art equipment from General Electric, configured to make the gas engines optimally flexible and efficient. It will be the first LPG-fired power plant in Africa and the largest in the world. In the process, Early Power will help upgrade TOR's LPG import and storage infrastructure. For us laypersons, our interest in these agreements rests largely on cost, reliability, and flexibility. I'm glad to learn the plant will be able to operate on LPG, natural gas, and diesel. And this flexibility will allow the plant to continue producing power in times of disruption in the supply of any one of the fuel types. I'm also glad to note that the project has been specifically designed to switch to Ghana's own natural gas once available. This should help advance our strategy to leverage natural gas as a long-term source of fuel central to the operation of the power sector. Our power needs are high, and our ambitious plans to develop our country and transform the economy make it imperative that we increase the generation capacity to the country's existing stock. But we must be realistic. We cannot afford overcapacity in our current circumstances, and we must ensure that we procure power competitively. We cannot operate successfully within an economy in which the energy sector is burdened with so much debt. I'm looking forward to working with Early Power Limited to help fulfill our vision of creating a modern, efficient, diversified, and financially sustainable energy economy. I intend to grow this economy industrially, and that can be achieved when we have adequate, cost-effective, and sustainable power supply. The programs this government has lined up to undertake, such as the One District, One Factory, and the One Village, One Dam projects, will all require significant amounts of electricity. The power produced in this country must be cost-effective, efficient, and sustainable. I'm informed that the technology of this early power project is one of the most efficient types in the world, and we're happy you chose it for Ghana. Having reliable and affordable power is a top consideration for capital investment to build or expand a factory or business. It will enable our dressmakers and tailors to stay open during the day. Our students do their homework in the evening. Our factories keep running. Our hospitals care for our sick around the clock. And investors who have been waiting on the sidelines to build and expand factories and other businesses, which will create jobs for many, now make their move. Ladies and gentlemen, as I stated in the State of the Nation address some weeks ago, we have commenced actions that will improve transparency in tariff setting. And we aim to introduce very soon a new tariff policy that will reclassify consumer categories in order to protect lifeline and strategic industrial consumers. Whilst we take steps to make electricity available, let us all also make sure that we use it efficiently. Turn off the lights when you leave a room. Switch off fans when not needed. Iron your clothes in bulk. These are just a few simple actions we can all take. Not only will you be saving money for yourself, but these habits are acts of citizenship and common humanity. For the industrial customers, I urge you to use energy-efficient machinery and equipment at your facilities. These human attitudes prove that even when you have power, you care enough to save what you do not need, so others too may have. I promise the private producers of this project that Ghana will be a great place to do business under my watch. The sector's ministers will work with you to address any challenges that may arise during the implementation of the project. It is my expectation that they will be able to address these challenges satisfactorily, for they are all very competent in their domain. But if indeed it becomes necessary, which I hope it will not, to go higher up the chain of authority, I want you to know that my doors will always be open. I do, on the other hand, insist that on your part, you play according to the rules and regulations of the sector and the country as a whole, and look after your workers well. I wish all stakeholders in the project great success. We are on the threshold of something remarkable in Ghana, and I'm pleased to have those involved in the Early Power Project as partners in our country's exciting new journey. Thank you, and may God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make a great country.